of the church here.
Nu ne bucurăm de eglise.
And we, in behalf of the Three Angels Church, we want to welcome everyone here for this memorial service.
Turașa cuvântul murăcază neza hanu curi eglisea.
Like for us to bow our heads and I'll have a prayer. Oh Father God in heaven, we come now before you in this time of remembering, our time to remember a life, the life of Mpenzi. And we ask for your presence to be here with us now. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good afternoon. I'm Pastor Birger Draggett. I realize we had quite a delay because of a visit to the cemetery a little while ago.
The past week, eglise teranye hano tukaba ariko twatinzeho gatoya.
And I'm very glad that you can be here. I have a computer with some slides and so forth that I'm trying to get to work. We had it working a few moments ago, but now it is working. And this is the song we're going to be singing. It's called Sweet By and By. And this is the song that we will be opening with here this afternoon. And you find it's in two languages, Kinyarwanda and English. So just sing in whatever language you're most comfortable with. And so we're going to sing this song together. Let's start that from the beginning again. You get the idea. Now, you may notice a couple of lines switched here, and that may confuse you. Just follow the language that you understand. It's a land that is fairer than thee, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way, to prepare us a dwelling place there, in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore, in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore. We shall sing on that beautiful shore, the melodious songs of the blessed, and our spirit shall sorrow no more, but a sigh for the blessing of rest. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore, in the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. To our bountiful Father above, we will offer a tribute of praise.
glorious gift of His love, and the blessings that hallow our day. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
Now, Isaac will be sharing something with us about Mpenzi's life. And Isaac is coming up here. And I want to introduce also Lambert, who is our translator, back and forth to English and to Kinyarwanda.
Muraho mwese.
Good evening.
Ubu ngiye kuvuga amateka y'umuvandimwe wanjye.
I just want again, once again, to say about history of my brother.
Yitwa Kaitare Mpenzi.
His name is Kaitare Mpenzi.
Yavutse mu gihumbi kimwe magana cyenda mirongo icyenda na gatanu, ukwezi kwa mbere, tariki cumi na gatanu.
He was born in 1995.
Yavutse mu bana umunani.
He was the third child in eight children.
Tukiri matoya twahuye n'ibibazo, igihugu turi bato cyane, igihugu cyacu Kongo, habamo ikibazo cy'intambara, duhungira mu Rwanda, aho twaje gukurira mu nkambi yo mu Rwanda.
When we were children, we grew up together, had the same problem. We moved from Congo to Rwanda, where we stayed there in a refugee camp.
Twabaye mu nkambi imyaka cumi n'umunani.
We have stayed in a refugee camp for 18 years.
Twafashe amashuri abanza mu nkambi abanza, twayiga imyaka itandatu. Nyuma yaho twaje kujya muri secondaire.
We finished 6 years of primary school. And then now we went to secondary school.
Ariko mu gihe yari ari mu ishuri, we yari umuhanga cyane, ntabwo navuga yuko twese twari turi kuri ku kigereranyo kimwe mu ishuri. We yari yarafataga cyane mu ishuri, ndetse buri gihe mu ishuri yabaga uwa mbere.
Mpenzi was a very intelligent student. He used to be the first one in his classroom.
Kandi ntabwo kuba yarabagwambe ntabwo yumvaga yuko yabigumana ku giti cye, yumvaga yuko yabisangiza n'abandi bantu bose, abanyeshuri bose, ufite ikibazo akamufasha kugikemura, akabigisha nabo ibyo yaba azi kubarusha.
He was eager to keep being the first one in the classroom, and he also wanted to be kind of the leader for that classroom. He used also to help other children, other classroom, other students to do their homework, to get good grades.
Nyuma yaho yaje gutsinda, ko mu nkambi ntabwo twahigaga amashuri yose ngo tuharangize. Nyuma yaho yaje gutsinda ajya kwiga hanze y'inkambi.
After he finished secondary school, he went outside of a refugee camp to study.
Aho yari mu bihumbi bibiri na cumi.
That was 2013.
Yaragiye muri grade ya cumi na kabiri. Ya cumi. Yaragiye muri grade ya cumi.
He was moving to a 10th grade.
Mwaya wajye hanze y'inkambi yaje kwiga cyane nabwo akuma kuba uwa mbere nubwo tutari mu gihugu cyacu ariko yagumije kuwa mbere ndetse naho abanyeshuri yabasanze yagumije kubera ku rugero rwiza ndetse ababera n'uwambera n'abafasha mu mashuri.
Even when he went outside of the camp to study, he kept remaining the first one, getting a good grades, and he kept that kind of valuership of helping other students.
Ariko mu gukura kwacu ntago ariko abana bose twakoraga ibintu byiza hari igihe twakoraga amafuta ababyeyi ariko buri gihe yajyaga atwerekana natwe inzira nziza cyane cyane hari ijambo yakundaga kutubwira ngo ururimi buri gihe mbere y'uko uwo wavugisha umubyeyi uzajye ubanza utekereze ku jambo ugiye kubwira umubyeyi wawe kugira ngo ururimi rutagukoresha amakosa.
He gave good examples to other kids to respect parents, and he kept it that way.
Nyuma yaho yakomeje kwiga aho ngahanze inkambi aza kujya mu mwaka wa 11 ari mu 2014 yaje kujya hanze akiri muri iryo shuri ryo hanze y'inkambi yaje kwiga yari mu mwaka wa 2014 yari ari mu wa 11.
He was in our 11th grade, which was secondary school.
Yaje gutsinda aribwo umwaka wari uri mu byo kurangira mu 2014 aza kubona uburyo bwo kuza no muri Amerika.
When he passed the test of finishing the school, he went, and that's when he got a chance to come this way.
Twageze hano muri Amerika twakiriwe neza twabonye inshuti n'abavandimwe bashyashya twungutse ndetse twaje no kubona mu rusengero rwanga tuza gusenga abantu bose batwakira neza.
We came here to Wichita. And we were welcomed here, especially with this church. And he was also involved, as he has been back in a refugee camp, to be a leader.
Ariko ntago twari dufite ababyeyi twaje turi abasore batatu hano muri Wichita twari twenyine. Ubuzima ntabwo ariko navuga ko bwose bwari bwiza bwari bukomeye ko watangira ubundi buzima bushyashya twari tugeze mu gihugu gishyashya ariko twagumije kugenda tubumenyera.
When we came here, we didn't come with our parents. We left them behind. We came as three boys, and it was not easy for us to learn everything here.
Nyuma yaje kugira inshuti kuko yari ari imbere yacu na yigaga byihuse agafata mu mutwe cyane yaje kumenya icyongereza kuturusha agenda amenya inshuti kandi inshuti ze natwe zikatubera inshuti zacu.
So Mupenzi was different with the other three boys. He was very intelligent. He didn't have any problem of learning English. He started socializing with others since he was kind of learning fast, talking, speaking English.
Nyuma yaho twaje kwakirwa no mu rusengero ndetse twaje kuba bamwe mu baririmbyi ba mu rusengero ndetse nawe turi kumwe.
We were welcomed here at church, and we became members of the choir.
Ariko niko n'abandi twe dufite inshuti nyinshi zitandukanye hirya no hino muri Wichita ndetse na bamwe muri harimo bamwe muri mwebwe bari hano imbere yanjye.
We had also friends here, not only from where we come from, but also here, the church members.
Twagumye kuba neza tugenda turushaho kugenda tumenyera umuco hano muri Amerika. Nyuma yaho ntabwo twari dufite kuba twakoraninga ntabwo twari dufite uko twajya ku ishuri cyangwa se twari twakomeza amashuri yacu twari dufite imbere twari tukiri kumenyera ubuzima kuko twari ubuzima bushyashya.
The church helped us how to integrate in American society. The church kept helping.
Kwaje kuguma aho ngaho umunsi umwe aza kujya gusura abavandimwe hano yatangiye kugira abavandimwe benshi ubwo yaje guhura na accident ku gare ajyanwa mu bitaro.
One day Mupenzi was going to visit, as usual, to visit friends, and and that's when he had an accident.
Yaje kumara ibyumweru bitatu, bibiri mu bitaro.
He stayed in the hospital for 2 weeks.
Ntabwo yashaka kuba yagira icyo avuga, yahoraga yari ari muri koma. Ntabwo sinavuga yuko byari byiza, kuko ntiyabashaga kuba yandeba, ntiyabashaga kuba yareba buri muntu wese wabaga umuri iruhande, ntiyabashaga kuba yavuga.
He was in a coma and he could not, when he was at the hospital, he was in a coma, he could not move or talk or maybe see and know who's coming to visit as a family member.
Icyo gihe naje gusa nkaho niyebye mbura icyo nkora, ndavuga se nta babyeyi dufite hano hafi, ibintu bisa nkaho biducanze hagati yanjye n'umuvandimwe wanjye ndetse n'abandi inshuti zari zituri iruhande zose.
Disoriented. I didn't know what to do since my parents were not here, maybe to tell the problems or maybe to share what's going on.
Byaje kutubera ikibazo gusa nyuma yaho tukazajya tuvuga buri gihe. Nabaga ndi kumwe na mukecuru hariya Veronica, twamufataga nk'umubyeyi wacu ndetse n'abandi bose, ariko buri gihe njye nawe twajyaga tujya mu cyumba tugasenga tugasoma Bibiliya byura ngo kujya turebe icyo Imana yagira icyo idufasha.
One of the elder of this family here, she helped to calm him down, to help him in the problems that he had.
Tugasenga tukanaririmba kugira ngo tube twakwigirira icyizere,
and just to have a hope that he might maybe start talking or communicating.
Hari abavandimwe benshi bari baturi iruhande, ntabwo twari twenyine. Kigaragaza ko twari dufite inshuti nyinshi, twagize inshuti nyinshi kwa muganga. Abantu baradufasha bakazajya baduhora hafi, bakaza bakadusengera ndetse nawe tukamusengera cyane, ariko nyuma yaho yaje kwitaba Imana.
We stayed at the hospital every day and we tried to stay together as friends and family, especially people from refugee camp who came here.
Mu bitaro ndabyibuka uwo munsi ari kuwa gatandatu nimugoroba tariki 24.
I remember it was on Saturday in the afternoon, on the 24th. January last year.
Nibwo abaganga baje barahamamagara baravuga ati kuba guhumeka kwe umwuka we uri kuzajya unanina no kuba.
That's when the doctors came to get me and say he cannot breathe anymore.
Ako kanya nahise mbura icyo nkora, ngenda mu cyumba ndi kumwe na mukecuru Veronica.
At that time I didn't have anything to do. I went to the room with Veronica, who was helping him, to kind of supporting him of what's going on.
Twarapfukamye turasenga, ndabyibuka narasenze ndavuga ati Mana, kuba waradushyize kuri iyi si ntabwo twigeze tugira umugambi cyangwa se utugisha inama yo kugira ngo tube twabaho hano ku isi. ahubwo icyo ubona gikwiriye aricyo uza kudukorera.
That time I went on my knees, I prayed God to help, to give me strength to do something about it.
Ntago navuga ngo nari nzi ikiri bukurikireho kuko Imana nibizi impamvu ibintu byose ukuntu bigenda.
I didn't know what was going to happen next. God is the one that knows what was happening.
Nyuma yaho nibwo abaganga bavuze ngo biracyananiranye, baracyari kugumya bakoraga icyo bita CPR, biracyananiranye kuba yahumeka, ahubwo ngwino nagumye rero.
The doctors said that they are doing all they can, doing a CPR on him and see if maybe he can breathe on himself.
Ntabwo nari mfite imbaraga zo kuba nareba ukuntu yari kurwana n'ubuzima.
I didn't have strength to look how it was so hard for him to fight with his life.
Narindi kumva ntashaka kubireba, narindi kumva amaso yanjye afunze.
I didn't want to look what the doctors were doing. I just want to close my eyes.
Nyuma yaho naje guhamagara ababyeyi banjye muri Afurika.
After that, he made a phone call to Africa, talking to his parents. While he was talking over the phone, that's when Mupenzi's breath was done.
Yara amarira menshi cyane n'akababaro ku buryo ntabona uko mbisobanura imbere yanyu.
I was crying and I was also full with anger.
Gusa abavandimwe n'inshuti twagumenye hafi badufata mu mugongo baraduhumuriza, kuko iyaba ari njyewe n'umuvandimwe wanjye gusa twari turi aho ngaho twenyine, ntabwo twari kuba twakwikura muri icyo kibazo.
But my friends and family stayed too close to us because we couldn't do it by ourselves.
Twaje gufata umwanzuro wo kujya mu rugo, Mupenzi ava umwuka gutyo. Kugeza n'aya magingo ntabwo navuga yuko byamvuyemo iteka ryose. Hari igihe mbyibuka nkumva yuko bitigeze bibaho, ariko hari ijambo rimwe rijya rimumuriza muri Bibiliya rivuga yuko hari umunsi umwe cyangwa se hari igihe kizagera ubwo Yesu azabagarutse tuzongera kubonana. Wenda nicyo nakumva yuko cyamumuriza ku mutima wanjye, nkaba navuga ngo tuzongera tubonane ndetse n'inshuti zacu twese hamwe.
When we left, when we were still at the hospital after he passed away, we stayed there for a while, and then we went home. Family and friends came, and what I remember is that there is a passage in the Bible that says, one day we all meet again.
I know ntabwo byagumye kumbera ibintu byoroshye kuri njyewe, agahinda, ishavu. Ababyeyi ntabwo bari barindiye iruhande nubwo nari mfite inshuti, ariko ntabwo nabonaga umubyeyi wanjye kuba waza kanganiza nkaba namubwira ikindi ku mutima.
I was not happy about what happened. Even today, it's still hurting me. And sometimes when it happens, I call my parents to give me kind of support to listen to my problems that I have.
Turamushyingura, icyo gihe nta babyeyi bari bahari, habaye ibibazo birebire. Twamushyinguye nta babyeyi bahari, gusa twaje kuvuga yuko tutasoza ikiriyo, ntabwo byari kuba ari byo mu muco wacu ababyeyi badahari. Kandi naje kugumya nsenga nkaza yavuga ati, Mana uzamfasha ababyeyi banjye bazagira ngaha. Nyuma yaho baje kugira ngaha, bageze mu kwa mbere k'uyu mwaka.
We had so many problems since our parents were not here. We had to go ahead and proceed going to the cemetery, and the parents were not here. We tried our best to see if there's a way our parents can get here before we proceed anything, but it didn't happen. But again, we are so thankful our parents are here now. They came January?
Yeah.
They came this January, this year.
Ubungubu uyu munsi rero kiduteranyije aha ngaha akaba ari ukongera kumwibuka ndetse no kumukorera ikiriyo akaruhuka mu mahoro kandi ndetse twizeye yuko tuzongera kumubonaho ubwo yasize agaragaza.
Today we want to remember him even though he's resting. We want to remember him because our parents are here.
Rero nagira ngo byibura nsaba umunota umwe.
I want to ask for 1 minute.
Kwaba taramuzi, kwaba yaramwumvishe gusa.
For people who didn't know him or people who heard about him.
Yaba ndetse n'abavandimwe n'inshuti.
And family and friends.
Dufate umunota umwe tube twamwibuka.
Take 1 minute to remember him. Thank you very much. This was the history of Mupenzi.
At this time, Isaac will have a group join him to sing a song, Nimu Boma, up here.
Friends and families, we are going to sing a song for him.
Veronica Jenkins spent some time at the hospital. And Veronica, come up here and share with us your experience during the last days of Mpenzi's life.
I want to share with you my personal memory of Mpenzi, but I've decided to share that part last. On January the 15th, which was a Thursday evening, very, very, very late at night. In fact, I believe it was after midnight. Possibly even closer to one, I got a phone call from Vincent Hakizimana. Expressing to me that there had been an accident, that Mpenzi had been hit by a car.
Ambwira ko Mpenzi yagize accident akaba yagonzwe n'imodoka.
And after Vincent decided that to go, we were trying to figure out where he was. Initially, it wasn't known exactly what hospital he was in.
Murako kaya ntabwo twamenya aho bahise bamujyana, ariko twashaka kumenya aho bamujyanye ku bitaro.
Vincent decided to try to go to, he gotten some information, he decided to try to go find the scene of the accident and see if he could find out some information that way.
Vincent yagerageje kumenya uko byagenze kugira ngo amenye ukuntu bajya kumureba.
When he arrived, when he found the accident, he talked to an officer, a lady police officer that was very, very kind and had directed him to Wesley.
Uko yahuye no mugiraneza w'umupolisi amubwira aho bamujyanye akaba ari ku bitaro bya Wesley.
So he called me back and told me and initially I believe he was encouraged not to go, and so he was trying to encourage me, you know, don't try to go to the hospital. However, most mothers will understand, as a mother who's in behalf of another mother who wasn't here, I knew I had to go and try to find him.
Ubwo Vincent yahise ampamagara ambwira ko yabonye information yo yaho aherereye. Ubwo rero nahise nk'umuntu w'umubyeyi kumva nanone ko bano bahungu badafite ababyeyi hano, byahise bimubaza niyo mpamvu namushaka kumva nk'ababyeyi mushaka kumva.
And so we agreed that we would meet at Wesley. Initially, they had some difficulty actually connecting us with Mpenzi. He was there at Wesley. Once we were able to give him some more information, they were able to connect us with him. They found where he was, and they sent a chaplain down, and then they took us to the floor where he was.
Ubwo rero tumaze kubaha information zose, umwirondoro wose, ubwo batubwiye hari naho icyumba arimo. Aho n'uwo dushobora guhura akatugezayo umuntu ushobora no kumusengera wo ku bitaro.
When we arrived on the floor of the ICU unit where he was we learned, of course, the nature of the extensiveness of his head injury.
Tumaze kugera ku bitaro niho twamenye ibyabaye, ukuntu byari bibabaje cyane kuba ari umutwe yababaye cyane.
But in addition, and at this point, even the more urgent need was he had also had a broken leg in several places that needed to be operated on soon, but they needed to be sure that he was stable enough to undergo surgery.
Kubona none yari yakoze accident yari yavunye amaguru ukore bari ibyo basanga ko bagomba gutangira gukora surgery ku maguru.
It was at this point that suddenly Isaac, who came here as a younger brother, suddenly was faced with the responsibility of having to make the decisions that normally would have fallen on the parents to make.
Kuba byose byarimo kugwa kuri Isaac kandi ari akiri muto atazi za decisions agomba gufata, ubwo rero yabaye obligé gufata decisions.
And even today, just listening to Isaac share, I realize just how proud I really, really am of Isaac for just stepping into that role. It was a very, very, very difficult role and responsibility to have to fill, and yet he did it with courage and strength and a lot of prayer.
Kubona ukuntu nshimira Isaac gufata za decisions zimwe. Namushimiye cyane cyane kubyo yakoze n'ibyo yagezeho.
Sophie, who was likewise there, of course, but because of Isaac had the ability to speak English a little better, and then of course with him being the older one, again he took up a lot of that responsibility, but Sophie was right there to lend support and encouragement to his brother, and I appreciate that as well.
Kubona none Sophie nawe yarahari yashoboye gufasha kunganira mukuru we mu bintu byarimo kuba byose.
Over the days that followed, as Isaac mentioned, based on the condition that he was in, the most encouraging aspect of the whole experience for me was the phenomenal support of community.
Kubona none Isaac yarahabaye, nanone kubona za familie zihari community yanyu, kuba nawe yarafashije bano basore kuba bahari, kuba bari mu byago mukamuhari, nabyo byaramufashije.
The first night, Isaac, again, the whole time that he was there, as Isaac mentioned, there were those that stayed there at the hospital. The hospital gave us a room that was specifically for family and friends that came who just wanted to be there. And so most of the people were in that room. However, the first night, Isaac actually stayed in the hospital room with Lupinzi.
Umunsi wa mbere Isaac yarahari, ubwo kandi nanone abantu baje kumwunganira kuba basigaranye nawe, kandi iryo joro Isaac nawe yarahasigaye ntabwo yatashye.
After the first night, I just recognized, first of all, Isaac wasn't sleeping, and it was just very, very weighty for him, and I just thought it was just a bit much for him to be in the room. And so I decided to go in the room and stay with Mupenzi from that night on. And Isaac, he still stayed at the hospital, but he was in the other room. It was encouraging for him to be able to come back and forth in and out of the room, but to be there with the others, to just have that support outside of that immediate, having to, you know, just constantly be watching. And then I could pay attention to the monitors and so forth and kind of keep better track of what was going on.
Ku munsi wa mbere Isaac ntabwo yabashije gusinzira, ubwo niho yafashe decision zo kujya kumufasha akamwunganira akaba ahari, noneho bakajya we akamureka bagasiga mu cyumba bari bateganyije cyabo, noneho we akagenda akaba hafi ya Mupenzi.
It was amazing to see the women, the refugee community, the women who, mothers likewise, who were there to support. And again, they did not leave that hospital, except for, it was really precious, the several days later after the mothers had been there for several nights, a number of the younger guys came in, again, those within Sophie and Isaac's age range, and they insisted that we go home that night and that they were going to stay that night. Again, there were those who were still already there that night, but they insisted that we go home and they stay that night. Initially, I agreed, but I couldn't go home.
Ntabushaka kumva ukuntu community yamwe kwa mwa cyane cyane abagore community yanyu abagore babashije kujyayo bakabana nawe bagasigarana nawe ariko hagira nk'akantu ka ugasangana none ntabwo bashaka gutaha bagafatanye uko bari ku bitaro ariko nanone bagerageje kubwira Isaac nibura ngo ajye kuruhukaho gatoya.
There were also those outside of the refugee community and outside of our church community, the larger community, and there are some of these precious souls are here today that likewise lended support, their prayers, support financially, and in other ways. And again, a number of them are here today, and we really praise God for their support.
Ntabwo gusa bari abantu bava muri rusengero, bari abantu bose bava hamwe, bazi ko bava mu gihugu kimwe, babaye muri refugee camp iriya muri Afrika, babashije kuba hamwe, bakamwunganira, bakamusupportinga.
Initially, as Isaac mentioned, Mupenzi was in a coma. It was actually a medicated induced coma. They were keeping him in a comatose state because of the nature of his head injury. But as time progressed, they started bringing him out to try to see if he could make it on his own.
Basha kubanza kumufasha nanone ikintu cyane cyane cyamuzaga cyakubatari abasha kugira icyakora ni nk'imiti bamuhaye yo kugira ngo barebe ko ashobora kugira kumufasha nk'urugero umutwe kubera ko ariwo yagize ikibazo nacyo no kumaguru imiti yatumye aba ahantu adashobora kubuja.
And though he was in the condition that he was, as is not uncommon, it was amazing to see there was a time or two that when prayer was prayed or scripture was read, things that were done spiritually, there was some response. And it really just strengthened and encouraged, I know me personally, to recognize that no matter what condition we may be in, that God has the ability to reach a person at a level that we humanly may not be able to.
Bajyaga gusenga bagasoma Bibiliya noneho hakaba hari ukuntu akominikana ariko atari cyane ku buryo bashobora kubona ko hari ikintu kirimo kuba kuri we kiyongera kuri we.
I appreciate it at Wesley, and I'm sharing some of these details because Isaac's parents asked. They want to be able to understand what actually happened, you know, at the hospital. But one of the things that I appreciated was the hospital staff. Overall, and you know, at different levels, overall the level of compassion that was shown by the hospital was very encouraging.
Kubona none ibitaro byarabashije kumufasha bakagerageza uko bashoboye kose kugira ngo bagerageze ibishobotse byose byo kugira ngo babone ukuntu nibura yamera neza aho nabonye ko harimo ibintu byiza ibitaro byakoraga.
Overall, the nurses as a whole did a really good job. However, one of the reasons that I felt it was important and to be there, you get a chance to observe the level of care that is given, and as a result, there were a couple of nurses in particular that I felt went above and beyond. They weren't just giving nursing care because it was their job, but there were several instances where I felt that they really went above and beyond in their care.
Kuna none hari abaforomo bamufashije cyane kuba bataritaye kuba bakorera amafaranga gusa kuba babona no musore ari mu bitaro ari muri koma kandi akaba afite ibibazo harabagerageje gukora cyane kurusha ibyo rero akaba bishimira.
On the several days before Mupenzi passed, as had been mentioned, the accident took place on January the 15th, and it was January the 24th that he passed away. So it was 9 days that he actually fought for his life. And,
Nine days. Kuba yaramaze iminsi icyenda yose mu bitaro arwana n'ubuzima bwe ntabwo rero byari byoroshye.
Several days before that, again, because of observation, by this time I had an opportunity to watch several nurses. And there was one nurse in particular, it was a male nurse, that I had learned that he was going to be on duty again. He'd been off. He was going to be on duty again. And I specifically wanted him to be Isaac's nurse. And so I made it a point to be in the room during shift change and got a chance to speak to, I requested to speak to the supervisor and asked her. They had already assigned another nurse to him, but I expressed that I would really appreciate if we could have this other nurse, and she complied with that request and gave us the other nurse.
Hari ibintu bimwe nahinduye mpageze kubera ko hari abaforomo bamwitayeho cyane 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 umwe muri bo nashakaga muri iyo minsi ko haba hari nk'igihe yaje gukora ariko hari undi ugomba kuhaba noneho njya kubwira umukuru aravuga ati twe turashaka njye ndashaka uriya muforomo niwe nshaka asigara hano. Ubwo rero umukuru wabo arabihindura umuforomo yashaka ko ahaba ubwo baramwemerera asigara nawe.
This nurse was exceptional. The night before Mupenzi passed, which the nurse, I have no doubt, knew just how difficult it was for him that night and that it may be his last night. But this nurse was, again, he was very, very persistent and doing everything that he humanly could do under the power of God to help Mupenzi his last night. And then this nurse was going to be off for several days. But again, I appreciated not knowing that this was going to be the last night that God blessed him to have that particular nurse.
Kumunsi wa nyuma niho hari umuforomo wo yari yabwiye ko agomba kuhaba ubwo yari yabonye ko nta kintu kirimo kuba ubwo noneho agerageza uko ashoboye igihe ibintu byose ashoboye kuba yamufashe ubwo rero nibyo yifuzaga.
That next day, that like next morning, I left the hospital to come to church. That afternoon, I got a phone call from the hospital to return to the hospital.
Umunsi wa nyuma we ubwo yarari mu kwiteguraza gusenga ubwo ubwo baza kumuhamagara ko yasubira ku bitaro.
And upon arriving, learned, of course, that we were into the final time of Mupenzi's life. And again, I really appreciate the doctor at that point, who personally was there overseeing those final moments. I appreciate, again, the level of compassion that was being expressed, because there were so many people there to support Mupenzi. We were being asked to be mindful of, you know, not having too many in the room at one time. But at towards the end, they were so compassionate that they were willing to let anybody come in who wanted to be there for those last moments. And I very much appreciated that.
Igihe yari amaze kuhagera ku bitaro, hari ku niho ibintu byinshi byari birimo kuba, harimo ku kuba mugarura akongera akagenda, nubwo yari umunota nk'umunota wa nyuma wa Mupenzi, akaba rero ashimira umudoyiteri wari uhari kuba yarafashije, akabwira abari baje kuvizita, abari baje kumureba ko bagomba kuhaba bahari ariko bakitwara neza kubera ibintu birimo kuhaba, kandi nanone ntibabe benshi mu cyumba aho bari barimo gukorera.
And the thing that I really appreciate about the Lord right there at the end was Isaac again was in a position of needing, in fact he and Sophie were there together for this as well, but he was needing to make a decision whether to allow the doctors to continue to try to do the CPR, but the work that they do on it, which is very very difficult for the body. But the Lord blessed, because it was a difficult decision for Isaac to have to make. But God, in His mercy and recognizing the timing, Mupenzi himself simply breathed his last breath. It wasn't a decision that Isaac had to make. They didn't have to stop. It was just time, and Mupenzi went to sleep.
Kuba Isaac yari afite za decisions zo gufata ku bitaro, kuba abadoyiteri bamubwira ati niba bakomeza kumuha, sinzi uko babyita, CPR, akomeza kumupomba mu gatuza bamugarura, izo zari desiziyo rero Isaac agomba gufata. Ubwo kandi nanone ubwo Mupenzi yari ari nko ku minota ye ya nyuma.
Now, the first part that I said I was saving to the end is my personal memory of Mupenzi. My personal memory of Mupenzi was Friday nights for I don't remember how many weeks that Mupenzi had joined us, but it was the practice of I would meet at the home of Kalima and Genevieve, one of our families here. At this point, they'd been here maybe about 7 months in the country, and we would meet at their home on Friday evenings for worship. As for those of you who may not be familiar, as Seventh-day Adventist Christians, one of the biblical beliefs that we hold true to, because it is in the Bible, is we keep the seventh-day Sabbath. And so we would meet at the home of Genevieve and Kalima on Friday evening to bring in the Sabbath, to have family worship together. I'm sorry.
Kuwana no ne ibintu byo nashaka kuvuga bwa nyuma, nakundaga nko ku wa gatanu kujya gusengana nabo, nkajya ku nzu ya Karima mu rugo iwe kwa Karima na madamu we, ubwo noneho tukembita abandi bakaza, akaba ariho dusengera tukiga ijambo ry'Imana.
And for a number of weeks, Mupenzi whenever I would show up, Mackenzie would be there. And he would join us. And it was as if he was coming specifically to join us for the opening of the Sabbath. And I was very impressed by that. As a young person that he was, here in a new country, without the guidance of his parents, but he was making the choice to join us in that experience. In fact, he often helped to translate to Genevieve and Kalima while he was there, and I appreciated that. My last actual conversation with Mupenzi was Friday night before the accident. This particular night, it was a cold night. It was especially cold. And it was late, and Mupenzi asked me, rather than riding his bike home, he rode his bike frequently, rather than riding his bike home this particular night, he asked me if I would take him home. He would leave his bike there, and I would drive him home.
Umunsi wa nyuma avugana nawe hari kuwa gatanu, ubwo niho baganiriye bigana none ku byerekeye Bibiliya, kandi icyo gihe yakunda guhura nawe atwaye igare. Ubwo n'icyo gihe rero ku munsi wa nyuma babonana yari ari ku igare.
And it was that experience that for me told me a lot about Mupenzi. I didn't know him a long time, but that experience told me a lot about him, because as we drove, there were two requests that Mupenzi made of me that particular evening.
Icyo gihe yaramutahanye ubwo ashyira n'igare rye mu modoka yaramujyana. Ubwo rero niho ibyo bagiye baganira n'ibyo yatekerejeho cyane.
One was he wanted to complete his education as had been described. He was a very, very promising student in his country. And there was just hope that Mupenzi would just really make something of himself academically, and he wanted to complete his education, not just GED, but he really wanted a high school diploma. He had been so close to completing his education.
Muri icyo gihe barimo gutaha bari mu modoka ubwo bagiranye ikiganiro, ubwo noneho amubwira ibyo akunda mu buzima. Ikintu cya mbere kwari ukujya mu ishuri akarangiza amashuri.
And I assured him that I would look into it. I would try to find out if there was any way possible that could be done. And I did. I found out how he could actually do that. Like I said, not a GED, but he could actually complete his high school education. I was really excited. I just found out about it that Wednesday before his accident on Thursday. And I was very excited about being able to communicate with him what I had learned. But I never got that opportunity.
Ntabwo yagize yabonye umwanya wo kuganira ibintu byose, ariko yari yatangiye kubona information z'ukuntu yamufasha kujya mu ishuri kugira ngo akomeze.
But the most important request that Mupenzi made that night as I drove him home was he asked me for three Bibles for he and his brothers, for Isaac and Sophie and himself. And to me, that said a lot about Mupenzi. And that's the memory that I hold to today. The last memory that I had of Mupenzi alive was he asked me for a Bible for he and his brothers.
Iki ntasho kwibagirwa Mupenzi yambwiye wo yansabye cyari cyane cyane yari Bibiliya eshatu iye na bene nyina babiri.
And although Mupenzi is now resting in the grave, awaiting the second coming of Christ, we have something that we can look forward to, that we can prepare for. And my prayer is that there would be that same determination and perseverance and consistency and priority in the lives of each of us as was in the life of Mupenzi, because it was obvious that Mupenzi was making his relationship with Christ a priority.
Muri iyo minsi ya nyuma we nkuko nawe ntabwo arabizi ariko muri iyo minsi ya nyuma ni nkaho yarimo gushaka ukuntu yakwegera Imana.
Thank you.
This time we will be singing Nearer, My God, to Thee.
Light are gone.
you will find in the program some scriptures. I'm not going to take the time to read those scriptures. You find them in Kinyarwanda and in English. I do have one scripture text that I would like to read that is not in your program. So I encourage you to read those texts that you find there for yourself. And what Lambert does not know is that I have it on my phone, the scripture that I wanted to read. I have it on my phone in both Kinyarwanda and English. So you can get it. This is from Revelation 21, verses 1 through 5. And it says, "Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, 'Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away.'" I just realized that reading Kinyarwanda is not the same as translating Kinyarwanda. So, what do we do now?
Somebody can come and read it.
It starts with Mambunda.
Arusha kuza gusoma mu Kinyarwanda.
Anyone who can read? Thank you. Kinyarwanda. This is from, again, I said verses 1 through 5. It's verses 1 through 4 of Revelation 21.
Byahishuwe igice cya 21. Mbona ijuru rishya n'isi nshya, kuko ijuru rya mbere n'isi ya mbere byari byashize, n'inyanja yari itangiriro itakiriho. Mbona ururembo rwera, Yerusalemu nshya, rumanuka ruva mu ijuru ku Mana, rwiteguwe nk'uko umugeni arimbishirizwa umugabo we. Numva ijwi rirerire rivuye kuri ya ntebe rivuga riti, "Dore ihema ry'Imana riri hamwe n'abantu, kandi izaturana nabo. Nabo bazaba abantu bayo, kandi Imana ubwayo izabana nabo ibe Imana yabo. Izahanagura amarira yose ku maso yabo, kandi urupfu ntiruzabaho ukundi. Kandi umuborogo cyangwa gutaka cyangwa kuribwa ntibizabaho ukundi kuko ibya mbere bishize."
Thank you. That was easy. I look forward to the day when we all going to speak the same language in heaven. Those of you who are part of Mupenzi's immediate family may have been grappling with a question. Now, I'm going to be sharing a message that I shared at the graveside for the sake of the family. They wanted me to share that message. And the question that you may have had is, why did Mupenzi have to die so young?
Well,
we don't have the answer to that question. We just hope that one day we'll be able to find out the reason for it. Some of you may have been led closer to God because of his testimony, the testimony of his life, and also the thoughts that have come to your mind after he passed. There is a story in the Bible in John 11.
Hari inkuru cyangwa istwari imwe iri muri John 11:11,
where we read about a funeral that involved hard questions and deep feelings and budding hope.
Avuga ibyo gushyingura harimo no kwizera.
The name of the deceased was Lazarus. He comes from a very close family. Among them are two sisters, Martha and Mary.
Martha and Maria.
Now, like Mpenzi, he had a family that loved him, and he had a bunch of friends, and one of his best friends was Jesus.
And
Jesus arrives 4 days after Lazarus dies. And he approaches the house full of people crying. Both sisters run out to him at separate times to see him and to say, Lord, if you had been there, my brother would not have died.
Ubwo yahageze asanga hari abantu benshi. Noneho ubwo umwe muri bashikiwe yegera Yesu aravuga ati iyo haba ntabwo yari gupfa.
In other words, God, maybe you are the one to blame for this.
Ahubwo ni wowe dushobora kubaza impamvu.
That's precisely what Mary and Martha implied. Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Now, Jesus does not rebuke them for thinking that perhaps their brother's death was his fault. And neither should you feel guilty for wondering if there was something that God could have done. God could have kept Mpenzi from dying. But for some reason, he didn't, and one day we will know why. God will give us answers to many hard questions. And we'll get to see things from an eternal perspective.
And as we continue
this story, we find the shortest verse in the entire Bible. Because surrounded by family and friends of Lazarus, Jesus is deeply moved. And John 11, verse 35 tells us he wept. Here is Jesus of Nazareth, the world's most complete, most perfect man attending the funeral of a friend.
Yesu w'i Nazareti nawe yagiye ajya aho barimo gushyingura Lazaro.
And he was openly weeping without embarrassment, without apology.
Yarara aho ngaho nawe yifatanyije n'abandi arira.
In fact, those who were watching, they said, look, see how much he loved him.
None how abantu akabati ngo nimumurebe nawe rebe ukuntu yari yaramukunze.
God always knows what it's like to hurt. One day, in fact, he lost a family member too. His one and only son.
Imana nayo uko bimeze ukuntu bibabaza kubura umuntu nkuko nawe yabuze umwana wayo w'ikinege Yesu.
He knows what it's like to lose someone you love.
Izukuntu bibabaza cyane kubura umuntu ukunda cyane.
I have a question for you.
Mfite ikibazo nshaka kubabaza.
What will happen to you when it's time to die?
Umva ikibazo nshaka kubabaza ni iki? Umva ari ibiki bizakubaho igihe cyawe kigeze cyo gupfa?
In this passage, Jesus said to Mary and Martha in verse 25.
Muri passage ya Yohane 25, Yesu yaravuze ati,
I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live.
Nige ubuzima n'ubugingo, umuntu wese unyizera azabaho.
And these are not just empty words. Jesus backed up his words with action. These were not just empty words. Jesus backed up his words with action. Whenever Jesus stood face to face with death, he always came out the winner. And he always encouraged people around him to look beyond this life, beyond this day. And then in the most profound and supernatural act of history, he gave his own life. And 3 days later, conquered the grave. He crushed the power of death. The Apostle Paul puts it this way in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. He says, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Muri Bibiliya, muri mu Bakorintiyans, sinibuka bahita, hambere kuri 15, haravuga ati, urupfu ruzamerwa na victoire. No kumva ntabwo ndimo kubimenya neza ariko I think I need to get somebody to read it. Can you come back and read it? Manya ribyo byiza kubyumva.
I don't have it in the language here.
There is no scripture now. Don't have done it mu Kinyarwanda. No.
It's okay. Anyways, 1 Corinthians 15.
Yeah.
Look it up. Jesus is not only resurrected, he is the resurrection of life. The fact that he would rise from the dead was the guarantee that others also would be able to rise from the dead.
Kuba yaravuye mu kuzimu no gutanga garanti ko buri muntu wese umwizera azavaye.
He said, I have the keys to death and the grave. Now there is only one requirement to experience the resurrection to eternal life. And that is that you accept Jesus as Savior and Lord. Now that may sound like two requirements. Savior and Lord.
Bivuga ko ari ibintu bibiri. Kwemera Yesu
may sound like two. But there's really only one because you cannot separate those two.
Hari ibintu bibiri ariko ni nkaho ari kimwe.
So it comes down to choice, a choice that's up to each one of us, whether we're going to have eternal life or not. Mupenzi was not planning to die when he did. One day he was on his way home, full of life, on his bicycle, and the next day he was in a coma. Our lives are very fragile, aren't they? Proverbs 27, verse 1 reminds us to not boast about tomorrow, because we don't know what the day will bring about.
Imigani 27 rimwe itubwira ko
we don't know what day will bring about.
Ntawe tuzi ibishobora kuba ejo.
Life is very unpredictable.
Ubuzima ni ikintu umuntu adashobora guteganya.
And it's very brief in the grand scheme of things.
Ni ikintu udashobora kumezira.
And it's too brief and too unpredictable to live it without God at the center. Because we are only a heartbeat away from eternity. Here 1 minute and then gone the next minute. So my appeal to you is don't put off the decision. Do as Mupenzi did and give your heart to Jesus. Every year in this part of the world we experience spring and summer and fall and winter. And those four seasons describe the average human life. We're all born in the spring, and then we live our lives through the summer into the fall, and then we are experiencing falling leaves, dying vegetation, so to speak.
Dutangira dukura mu gihe indabyo zitangiye gukura noneho ubwo ugasanga twagera mu ko mu kwa 10 hafi mu kwa 12 indabyo zigatangira kugwa.
And eventually we die.
Nuko nyine natwe dupfa.
Mupenzi died in the spring. Winter came way too soon for him.
Mupenzi yapfuye hameze neza, urumva ko yapfuye vuba.
But when winter comes, at least in my home country of Norway, fallen leaves and dying vegetation are covered with a sparkling white and clean protective layer of snow.
Ahomba usanga iyo hakonje usanga ibyatsi cyangwa amababi yapfuye yaragiye munsi ya neje cyangwa ya snow.
Likewise, we believe that, we live in the hope that Mupenzi is covered with a white robe of Christ's righteousness because of his faith in Jesus.
Kubera ko Mupenzi zagimana azaba yambaye ikanzu y'umweru.
And when the second coming, which is around the corner, when that arrives, when Jesus arrives, then spring arrives as well with new life for Mupenzi.
Mu gihe indabyo zitangiye kuza niho ni nkaho Yesu azabaje niho ubuzima buzabutangiye.
Until then he is sleeping. The Bible uses that expression more than 50 times in describing death, so we can safely use it here as well.
Ariko ubu ngubu aracyasinziriye.
And when he wakes up, the next thing he will see will be the face of Jesus, and he will see the face of those of his family members who made the decision to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior.
Mu gihe azakanguka azabona Yesu kandi azabona n'ababyeyi.
And it says in the scriptures that when Jesus comes, he will send out his angels to gather all those who are saved, and they shall meet him in the air, it says.
Muri Bibiliya avuga ko Yesu azoheza bamarayika kuza gufata abantu.
That's in 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 15 through 18, which I'm not going to read here now. But the Bible says, comfort one another with these words.
Thessalonians, bavuga ko mwese mugomba kujya hamwe mukizera Imana.
Again, as you look at your program, you'll see there's, it says there's nothing that can separate us from the love of God. Mpenzi may be resting in the grave, but he is in the arms of God.
Mpenzi ashobora kuba ari mwirimbi asinziriye ariko ari mu maboko y'Imana.
And with cherished memories, we are at peace with the fact that his body has been committed to its resting place. His body has been committed to his resting place, and we are at peace with that because of
kuba dufite amahoro nuko mupenzi yihaye Imana.
Okay, you got it. You know, at the end of every human being, at the end of all flesh, is the grave. But we also know that God is our eternal hope.
Tuzi ko umunsi wacu wa nyuma umubiri wacu babujyana bakawuhamba, ariko tuzi ko tuzazuka niba twizera Imana.
And I pray that each and every one of us will be continuously, especially his family, continuously comforted by that fact.
And
this time the family and friends of Mpenzi will be singing a song. You will, it's called Gutan Dukana. Separation in English.
Familia n'inshuti mukaba mugiye kuririmba indirimbo.
We're going to bypass the sharing time right now. We're going to save that for the meal afterwards. We'll have a chance to share, the rest of us, our experience with Mpenzi. And at this time, I would like to begin a short presentation of pictures of Mpenzi's life. And these pictures will be followed by a song by a group from Missouri called Believe. They will sing an a cappella song called We Will Never Cry Again. Just a moment, we have an emergency down at the in the sanctuary here. This is a time when grief comes out. It's been a long time in the waiting. And it's good to have the knowledge as Christians that the time will come and we will never cry again. And what an appropriate name for a singing group, Believe. And they are the ones that will be singing this song when they're ready to come up here. before we conclude with prayer, Mrs. Jenkins has a piece of information she needs to share with us.
There's going to be a change in the dinner plans. Rather than having the dinner here at the church, you're invited to gather at Isaac's parents' house, which is 5400 East 21st Street. It's between Oliver and Woodlawn. It's the Woodgate Apartments, and it's apartment 102, 5400 East 21st Street, between Oliver and Woodlawn, Woodgate Apartment, apartment 102.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the promises of your word that can give us peace in the middle of the storm. You have shown us the power of the resurrection in Jesus Christ. And his resurrection is an assurance that all those who place their trust in you will also experience new life. I pray for Mpenzi's loved ones, that you will help them, comfort them, to keep their eyes on you and on the blessed hope.
Ndasabira abantu bose, inshuti n'abandimwe ba Mpenzi.
And please, Father, help each one of us here to put you first in our lives. Strive for each of our hearts and souls that we may be ready for the day when Jesus comes.
Fasha abantu bose kugira ngo bamenye agakiza kawe n'ukuntu bakumenya.
We are thankful that you have made every resource available to us for that to be possible. Thank you for, first of all, the sacrifice of Christ on the cross, but also for the work of the Holy Spirit in the life of the Christian. And again, I pray that your Spirit will impress upon each one here the importance of making a decision today. Today is the day of salvation. Thank you, Father. We can come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless. Be careful when you drive back home or to the fellowship meal at Mpenzi's parents' home. And may God bless you, and we hope to see you back in church this coming weekend, this coming Sabbath.
Kubera kumenya twatinze ubwo buri muntu wese arajya aho baba kuri apartment niyo muhazi simbizi ubwo mushobora kubaza abahazi bakabayobora.
Thank you.